Tuesday, July 11th, 5-4-3-2-1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. It has been a lot of years since I've used dicamba on anything other than my lawn. Back then they called it Banvel, and yes, we did hurt the neighbor's soybeans from drift once. Roundup Ready resistant weeds have generated the need to put dicamba back in their herbicide toolbox, but the reinitiation is not going all that well. Some jumped the gun a year ago in the South, using the herbicide before it was approved, causing damage that was then not covered by crop insurance. There were lawsuits and even a murder motivated by a dispute associated with the controversy. We made the decision to pass on dicamba use this year to see how things went. The company claimed that they had reduced the drift properties. Based on photos that were sent to me of crop damage in northern Iowa, they do not have all the issues solved yet. There are more resistant weed issues in the Delta than here, so the demand for dicamba was higher there. They have had so many problems, with hundreds of complaints, that both Arkansas and Missouri have now banned dicamba for 120 days while regulators investigate. They claim that 200,000 acres of soybeans in Missouri sow damage. It'll be interesting to see how plant damage is reflected in yield. My past experience was that the plant looked worse than they yielded. Some, however, have claimed 30 to 40% yield losses. I would assume that as the herbicide has been approved, that this damage is covered by insurance. Farmers that use dicamba are reportedly furious as they didn't start out to damage the neighbor's crops and were assured that this would not happen. They see the product's reduced drift properties as having been oversold. Drones flying over fields can show how the vapor trails and terrain impacts the damage. Farmers would love to make this product work. When there is damage, they investigate farmers for misuse. I think that is just an attempt to divert blame. The USDA updates its supply-demand report Wednesday. They will incorporate the stocks and acreage data from the June reports into these numbers, as well as make yield revisions from crop condition ratings. USDA is usually not in any hurry to make big yield adjustments early in the growing season, but some permanent damage has been done in the Dakotas. Personally, I don't recognize any material loss in crops here yet. The trade looks for USDA to use 168.9 bushel per acre for the corn yield, a 1.8 bushel per acre reduction from the 170.7 they started with. The low-end range estimated yield is 165. The 900,000-acre increase in corn acreage in the June acreage report is equivalent to about 1.67 bushel per acre in yield, which almost offsets the 1.8 bushel per acre estimate reduction. In other words, increased acreage almost offset the estimated production loss to date. The yield has to get worse than this to take the carryover significantly lower. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3-2-1. The trade sees corn ending stocks Wednesday of 2.131 billion bushel, up from 2.11 in June, after finding more corn stocks in the June stocks report. In other words, to cut the supply of corn, this is still a work in progress. More corn stocks and more corn acres in June reports provided a buffer to the weather for the carryover. Brazil's record corn crop continues to get bigger, which also adds to the buffer to U.S. supply and world-ending stocks. The trade is looking for world corn-ending stocks of 225.7 million metric ton compared to 224.6 in June. The bottom line here is that the balance sheet is still not contracting in the trade estimates. I think that the unofficial average trade guesses for yield are more like 165 bushel per acre for corn and 46 bushel per acre for soybeans. So they will use the July report only as a benchmark to adjust from. The trade will take the read of reports and then look back at the weather forecast again. The trade looks for USDA to use a 47.8 bushel per acre average soybean yield, off slightly from 48 bushel per acre that they started with. That is well below the 52.1 2016 record yield. The trade looks for the soybean carryover to be trimmed from 495 million to 383 million bushel. The trade looks for the world-ending soybean stocks to be unchanged at 92.2 million metric ton because of record production in Brazil. It is hot and dry in the Western Corn Belt, but the balance sheets are not on fire yet. I would think that given the more advanced state of wheat crops, that the USDA would have more basis and data in order to make adjustments. The trade is looking for all wheat production of 1.746 billion bushels, down from 1.824 billion expected last month. That cuts wheat ending stocks from 924 million bushel estimated in June to 879 million now. World ending wheat stocks have started to come down from burdensome levels. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.